Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 tells us, although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Think back to the last time you found yourself on the receiving end of God's goodness. Was it really that difficult to thank God? But how about the last time you experienced hardship? Was it thanks you felt, or bitterness, maybe even anger? At that moment, did you feel blessed or attacked? 1 Peter chapter 1 challenges, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. A poor man applied for a job, saying he was ready to do anything that would give him an honest living. Okay, take that pile of stones over there at the end of the lot and carry them to the other side and pile them up just the way you found them, said his new employer. The man did his job and indeed received his wages. The next morning he returned and worked faithfully as he did every day for the week, carrying the stones from one place to another without a single murmur or question. Well, on Saturday night of that week, his boss said to him, I like you. There is no nonsense about you. You do what you're told to do. Many men would have objected to doing the same work over and over. You, my friend, will have a job as long as I have work. Jesus, our perfect servant and Savior, showed his obedience in every and all circumstances, even to death. This is the same kind of obedience and humility that Jesus wants in his own disciples. Jesus obeyed the Father completely, that we might have life. Can we do any less for him?